Morning. 6:36 a.m. Saturday, June the 11th, 2016. Yesterday was a 5K day. I did it. It took till almost 9 o'clock at night, but I did it. And I'm going to try to get a better start today. And had another 5K day. Story's coming together. I had no idea the story was going to go this place. But it's satisfying. I like it. I'm happy enough to let it go. And I suspect I'm going to have to do a lot of tuning to get the front put back together again correctly. It's right at the moment. It's a little bit. I'm not quite sure it's right. But I can't fix it until I'm done. So I have to right through to the end. Follow my own advice. Don't try to fix the beginning before you know what the ending is. So yeah. 37,000 words. 5K would take me to 42 by end of day. It's entirely possible. It's not even 7 o'clock yet. I'll be home around 7. I'll be able to get some breakfast into me. I will probably not dive right in, but fart around a little bit. I've got to write another post for August for the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers. I may work on that. How to make a mark in marketing. What am I reading? I'm reading Seventh Fleet Irregulars, sorry. Lisa Cohen, I said I was going to read Dreadnought and Shuttle next, but I had somebody waved the Seventh Fleet Irregular book for. Or five, I don't remember what one is. Anyway, the latest one, and I picked it up. Now, I don't really have a lot to say today because all of my words went into writing yesterday. It's been hot. Gosh, it's been beastly hot. Yesterday was middle 90s. It was lovely in the cellar. It was lovely in the basement. The air conditioning, because the thermostat is on the ground floor, the thermostat runs based on the temperature on the ground floor, and the cold air sinks to the basement. So it gets quite almost frosty down there. So quite comfortable until you have to do something like make a run to the coffee pot. Today I won't be able to do quite as much writing. I won't have quite as much time because I will have to fix dinner tonight. Last night was, I made a big pot of chili the other night. And we had the second half of the pot today, last night. So I didn't have to really do much for dinner. Throw a pot of chili on, get it hot, dish it up. That was easy. Now I'm going to have to do something a little more elaborate. I'm thinking I'm probably going to grill some chicken, make some mashed potatoes. See what I can do there. It's lovely and cool this morning. I'm still working up a sweat. I don't know if I'm walking particularly fast or what the story is. I noticed that my files are more frequently under 20 minutes now. They've been around 20 minutes and a fraction, but last couple of days, well, yesterday, I think the day before it was 20 minutes, but yesterday it was under 19, or under 20. I need to be under 19, I really do. So I need to get enough aerobic workout to get the second mile under 19. I remember when it was, you know, I could do the first mile, and when I celebrated breaking 15 minutes in the first mile, back in the day. I don't know. I probably could do it again if I had the got the metronome going and crank it up to 125 beats. And I think I'm going to wait for a while on that. I don't. It's more important for me to walk every day than it is for me to break a record. Even on days like today, when I really don't have anything to say, I don't have anything to talk about, I spent all day yesterday with my head down, stuck in a book. Whether it was Ashes Born, I'm almost through with Ashes Born, through the galley proof. There's a relatively few glitches in terms of conversion. For some reason, the dots, the ellipses didn't translate correctly into ellipses as they were supposed to. I used the LaTeX markup for ellipses. It's called dots, but it didn't translate. I'm not quite sure why. I will have to go back through and find all the dots and replace them with dot dot dot. Or perhaps I can replace them with the actual character of an ellipsis once I have the file open in Lick. We'll see. I've still got some of Doreen's changes to go through and put in. I will reconcile the changes across both versions before I get too far down this road. So in a few days, HalfShare will drop from Podium, and I'm presuming that they've started on FullShare. Jeffrey's had a bit of a lead time to get FullShare underway. I don't remember them asking for verbals, but wer werden sehen, as they say in the old country. The feedback I'm getting on the Podium versions of the audiobook are mixed. There are some people who are quite happy to have Jeffrey Reed. There are some people who are happy to have Jeffrey Reed, but wish I were doing it. And there are some people who are pretty unhappy with Jeffrey's Reed. Which I suppose is to be expected. It's not, in a couple of ways. One, he's really known for reading military science fiction, and this isn't. So people who came to the book expecting it to be military science fiction are going to be disappointed, which is to be expected. Those who came to it expecting it to be a performance read like mine was, which I frankly expected Jeffrey to do, were probably disappointed, because what they got was a more or less straight read. What they got was more or less audiobook read that, well, this could be any of the audiobooks anywhere ever.
Good morning.
Well, I think the best advice that somebody gave, I think they gave it in the Facebook group, was good morning. Enjoy it for what it was. It's not the same any more than a movie would be the same than the book, same as the book. So, yeah, it's cool. And I have no idea how well it's doing. I have no idea if it's selling. I'm not seeing a major uptick in people buying the ebook in order to take advantage of the whisper sync. So we'll see. I think it's going to be at least a couple of months before I see anything out of podium. Monk post. So I need to get this next book out. I need to pay the mortgage. Well, no, I don't need to pay the mortgage anymore because we paid the mortgage off, but I need to pay the bills. I need to buy groceries, which means I need to get this book out. And I'm really looking forward to getting it out there because I think people are going to really like it. I'm enjoying it. I'm biased. But I think it really does go back to the idea that villains, heroes need villains. And so a lot of what we find in Ashes Born, I'm comparing that to the actual, what's going on in Milk Run. And it's, there's such a discrepancy. And the reality of what Ishmael is going to find when he gets out there is quite different than what he's been led to believe. So I'm really looking forward to how that's going to all play out. It should be fun. I hope it's not too much of a disappointment. I know that people are really kind of stoked for finding out that this is some sort of den of iniquity and pit of despair, and it's not that. Oh my goodness, a hot air balloon. Big red balloon up in the sky this morning. Somebody taking a jaunt. This in the summer here, there's really quite often there's balloons. There's actually a balloon festival over at the Ames Community College. They have a big field that the balloons take off from. Let's find out when that is. Oh, it wasn't today. My alarm just went off for the daily walk. Well, it's not an alarm. I don't have an audible alarm on, and it's just a calendar pop-up. I looked at my phone and went, "Oh my God, no, no, it's okay." It doesn't seem to have interrupted the recording, which was my big concern. 14 minutes and counting. So I should be back in like 5 minutes. I don't know what I'm going to fix for breakfast. I think something with eggs today. Might make pancakes. I really don't need the extra carbs. I really don't need the extra sugar. I made oatmeal yesterday. It was the first time in a long time I made oatmeal. It was really hit the spot. I've degenerated into using rolled oats again. And it's like, I still have steel cut oats in the pantry, and I'll make it once in a while with cranberries and a little bit of apple juice and some ginger and cinnamon. But it's like I'm not going to stand there for half an hour, and I don't have apparently the mental capacity to put it on the night before like I used to, and bring it to a boil and then let it sit on the burner and cook overnight, which it did usually did quite well. I apparently don't have the mental capacity to do that anymore because I never can seem to remember to do it. Right, this is interesting. Bicycle on its kickstand, mountain bike sitting on the sidewalk, no one around. Interesting. Yeah, it's probably going to be a hot day. It's when I left the house, it was 64. The sun is getting up in the sky now. It's beating down. I can feel the heat off the sidewalk. Even though there's a little breeze blowing in my face, I still feel the heat coming off the sidewalk already. But everything's green, the grasses are all up, they're all blossomed, the little seed heads are all spread open. There's huge amounts of pollen in the air. It's ridiculous. I waded into the tall grass to get the picture this morning, and these clouds of pollen came wafting up. But this is the 11th, so we're like 11 days from the solstice. I'll have to try to get a solstice sunrise picture. I haven't been very successful in getting either the solstice or the equinox sunrises. Basically because I've been just, had my head too far up my butt to be able to focus apparently. Oh, into the shade. Holy crap. Wow. I'm sure the temperature didn't change that much, but getting out of the sun makes it feel like the temperature dropped 20 degrees. The ground's all covered with cottonwood. Oh, I hate cottonwoods. We have them right behind our house. The city's outlawed them. The city's condemned these trees, but they've never managed to get them cut down. They're not on my property, or I'd have done it. They're a total pain in the butt. And they're breaking my fence apart. So anyway, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.